Last time we left off with Larry's excellent question, which was the Gemara had said that if a person is unsure whether they read Kriya Shema, this is Shmuel's statement, it's not the Gemara, but Shmuel's statement, is if you're uncertain whether you read Kriya Shema, so then you don't have to repeat Kriya Shema. But if you're not sure whether you said MSV Yatsiv, then you have to repeat. The implication of this was that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema by Erehu Baboker is only mid the Rabbanon, and therefore we apply the principle of Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula, but often, a doubtful situation of rabbinic obligation, we are lenient, so we don't obligate you, we don't mandate that you repeat that Shema. But if you didn't say MSV Yatsiv, the bracha right after Shema, so then somehow the assumption is you would be obligated to go back because that is a halacha mida oraisa. The Gemara doesn't sort of keep the following consideration. What happens, you're not sure whether you said MSV Yatsiv. So MSV Yatsiv is a Torah obligation because of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the end of Shema also is mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third parsha of Shema. The third parsha of Shema has two parts. One part is Kiyum HaMitzvos, the mitzvah Tzitzis, who's Chartemis Kol Mitzvotai. And then, in addition, there's Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Utzeisiyas Chameret Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. So what is going on with this person when they don't, when they're not sure whether they said MSV Yatsiv, did they say Kriya Shema or not? One might add a sort of a second layer to this, that if you didn't say Kriya Shema, it's pretty certain that you didn't say MSV Yatsiv. It's possible, one could imagine, just from a sequence perspective, I can envision this happening to myself. I'm sitting in shul. I start with Yotzer Or. I say the first bracha. I say Avarava. And I'm kind of dazed out. And then the chief were saying Shema. Did I start saying Shema with them? Did I not saying Shema? But I presume that if I said, that could happen after Shema too. I finished Shema long before the rabbi. And then I'm starting to think about whatever I'm thinking about. And then they finish, they go on. And now they're getting up to Micha Mocha, and I'm thinking, wait, did I say MSV Yatsiv or not? It seems unlikely that if you said MSV Yatsiv, it is highly unlikely that you didn't say Shema. It is possible that it's more likely that you would say Shema, but not say MSV Yatsiv. So the question remains, if you didn't say, when you're not sure whether you said MSV Yatsiv or not, you have to go back, well, what happened with your Shema? And then the second question, but this is going to emerge from the Gemara in a few lines, is, well, if you said Shema, and this is the second part of Larry's question, then you said the third parsha. You said on Yashem Elokechem Asher Tzeisiyas Chameret Mitzrayim. So you fulfilled the Torah obligation. Even if there's some type of rabbinic obligation to recite the blessing of MSV Yatsiv in the form that it's in with certain elements, so still, that's only Midrabbanan. If you said on Yashem Elokechem Asher Tzeisiyas Chameret Mitzrayim, you have fulfilled your Torah obligation. So what happened with Shema? You could sort of ask a second question. If you're pretty sure you didn't say Shema, why not just say Shema, say the entire thing of Shema, and in doing so, you will knock off both Kabbalah Samal HaShemayim, which may not be mandatory on a daily basis, because we just said, Shmuel says, that the obligation of Shema is only rabbinic. And then, in the last parsha of Shema, you'll get also the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you killed one bird that you had to kill, and a second bird that you didn't have to kill with the one stone.
Where is Yetzias Mitzrayim?
In
MSV
Yatsiv. Mitzrayim, Gyal Tanu,
Mitzrayim,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's one bracha. Going from MSV Yatsiv until Goal Yisrael.
Okay.
It's all one bracha. In fact, I'll talk about it later. What exactly do you say? Do you say the bracha at the end? Is an interesting discussion. We'll come back to that a little bit later. But for the moment, the Shmuel says,
you say
MSV Yatsiv, but would you say Shem Hashem at the end? Because if I already said MSV Yatsiv, and then I repeat, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael at the end, maybe that's a bracha labatala. Maybe that's an unnecessary bracha, and that you're not allowed to do. So we're going to talk about the issue of brachos, but let's focus just a moment now on Shema and MSV Yatsiv without regard to the conclusion, to the Chasima, to Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. So the Gemara here, we had asked, the Gemara said firstly, my time at Kriya Shema, the Rabbanon MSV Yatsiv, the Raisis. Let me just count here. We're about 12 lines, 11, 12 lines before they get wide on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. So the Gemara had explained Shmuel's position that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon, Emes V'Yasiv is a Torah obligation. So Masiv Rabbi Yosef asks, U'v'shoch b'chav gumecha. So we might have read this. He asks, the Torah says, you have to say, V'shinantam l'manecha v'dibar tavam, and it says, U'v'shoch b'chav gumecha, that's the obligation to recite Kriya Shema in the morning and at night. So Amar le'abaye, who b'divrei Torah k'siv. No, that's an obligation to study Torah on a daily basis, both during the day and at night. And you, as we said last time, you could say Kriya Shema each day and night, and you would fulfill the obligation of Talmud Torah in the process. But it doesn't have to be. Let's say you want to do Shnai Mikra as part of your Shach Bacha of Kumecha. So I'll read half an Ali in the morning, half an Ali at night, 7 days of the week. There's my Shnai Mikra Be'achatar. So the Gemara now asks another question. Tanan, Valkeri Mahar Herbalibo V'ena Mavarech Lola Fanea V'lola Achareha. The Alhamazon Mivarech Achar from Inam Barech Lufanot. So the Mishnah had said that a Balkari, because he's not allowed, generally speaking, to study Torah, to recite things that are Dvarim Shivik Dusha, to daven, to say Kriya Shema, in principle. So the Mishnah says that a Balkari thinks Kriya Shema, but he doesn't even bother with the brachas. So that seems to be totally backwards. That's totally backwards. Because if Kriya Shema is the Rabbanah, and the bracha of Kriya Shema, at least the last bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, is Nida Oraisa. So why is the Balkari Maharer Kriya Shema and not Mevarech La'acharecha? Instead, he shouldn't say Kriya Shema, but he should be Mevarech La'acharecha, if we can call it that. He should say Emes V'Yatziv, and then he would fulfill his Torah obligation.
Is it an obligation for him to be a Maharer Belibo?
Well, let's assume, you know, that's an interesting... It's a very astute observation you're making. Does this particular question of the Gemara only make sense if we're assuming that Hiru is actually Kedibor? In other words, if Hiru is not Kedibor, so you're doing what you're doing just to keep yourself busy, the Gemara said. So I didn't think about that. I think you're correct, actually, in what you're suggesting, that the Gemara here sounds like it's working with the opinion that Hiru really is Kedibor Dami. You really do fulfill your obligation when you think Kriya Shema. Because if this is just for show and you don't want to be bored and dull and doing nothing, sitting there with the Tzibur saying Kriya Shema, then of course the Mishnah doesn't prove anything. Of course you say Kriya Shema and Emes V'Yatziv, because you're not fulfilling either one. Your only purpose in doing so is that it should look like the Tzibur is being Mekabel Omach Shemayim, accepting the Yoke of Heaven, and you're not. That's very, very, it's very sharp. So the Gemara's question remains that why would you say Kriya Shema? Why would you think Kriya Shema as opposed to thinking Emes V'Yatziv? So the Gemara answers, so V'Isal Tadaita, Emes V'Yatziv Doraisa, Livrok L'Achareha. Make the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, and Mark doesn't say that. Maybe don't even think, bother thinking Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, My time I'm a Varech, Imi Shemi, so you tell me, why do you want the person to say Emes V'Yatziv instead of Kriya Shema? Imi Shemi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Why, in other words, you don't want, once he says Kriya Shema, thinks Kriya Shema. Well, Ruparshios, he's got it already. So that's why he does Kriya Shema. And then if you're going to ask, the name of Havalali Baihar? So, okay, that's very nice. It's true, you do accomplish what you want by thinking all of Kriya Shema. But instead of doing that, just think Emes V'Yatziv instead. And then don't bother with Kriya Shema.
So the Gemara says, Kriya Shema Adifa, the Is Ba Tarki.
Now, it's better to do Kriya Shema, because not only will you get Yitzias Mitzrayim in the end, but also you'll get Kabbalah Samach Shabbat, even if it's not an obligation on a daily basis. You still get it. So Larry's sitting, it's like, one second, okay, but, so what was happening earlier? What was happening earlier when the Gemara said, Safek Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Safek Lo Amar Emes V'Yatziv? That you have to say it again, well, what happened with Kriya Shema? And why not? And if you're not sure whether you read Kriya Shema, and here's what I would say, Larry, your question really becomes sharper. If you're not sure also, if you said, no, you said Kriya Shema, then let me say this way. If you know you didn't say Kriya Shema, well, you have to say Kriya Shema anyway, and you'll take care. If you know that you didn't say Kriya Shema, so why not do the same thing that Balkari does? But you don't have to think it, speak it. Say Kriya Shema, and you'll kill two birds with one stone. As you're not sure whether you said Emes V'Yatziv, but you know you didn't say Kriya Shema. So just say Kriya Shema, And either you did say a mitzvah or you didn't say a mitzvah, but you're going to fulfill the mitzvah yitzias mitzvah fine by saying kriyashma done. And then even if you don't know whether you said kriyashma or not, so if you're still left with that choice of, okay, well, why don't I just do kriyashma? And this way I'm not sure, but I'll kill two birds with one stone. That's the question. So Tosfos already asked this question. Tosfos is Dibor Masil, Safeglo Amar MSVYatsiva, Chosma. So Tosfos writes, the Tema. Just a linguistic note here. I need to file this one away. Normally when Tosfos says Tema, there usually isn't an answer. I don't know what the pattern is. Most of the time, I think when Tosfos says the Tema, it often doesn't give an answer. Here we do have an answer. So it can't be an ironclad rule. And usually Tosfos will ask the question, the imtoma, the typical formulation. But here he says the Tema. Al karcha sarach lomar, shehu misupach gam mikriyashma. In the case where he's not sure whether he said emes v'yatsiv, it must also be that he's not sure whether he said kriyashma. Shem haya boru lo mikriyashma, v'safek ne emes v'yatsiv. If he knows that he said kriyashma, but is not sure whether he said emes v'yatsiv, lo hiya min ha-Torah. It will not be a Torah obligation to say emes v'yatsiv. Kevan shehizki yitzias mitzrayim b'kriyashma. Because you already said the third parsha of kriyashma, and you fulfilled the obligation of mentioning yitzias mitzrayim. The imkain, okay, so it must be you're not sure about those. The imkain, ho'il misupak mishneim, since you're not sure whether you said kriyashma, and you're not sure whether you said emes v'yatsiv, so yachzor b'kriyashma de'is beitarti. Better to go back and just say kriyashma. It has two things. Malchus Shemayim, even if you're not strictly obligated on a daily basis, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Hachi Adis Nilomar Emes V'yatsiv. It's better doing it that way than to just say Emes V'yatsiv, Deleka Elachada, Kida Omar B'samuch Gabi Masnisim. As the Gemara answered, so a little later, we read it already, by Balkeri. The Gemara's question is, well, Balkeri, why doesn't he just do Emes V'yatsiv? The answer is because if he thinks Kriyashma, he gets two for the price of one. So the same thing here. If you're not sure whether you said Kriyashma, you're not sure whether you said Emes V'yatsiv, it's a doubt about both. So just say Kriyashma, and you get two birds, two for the price of one. So Tosfos is going to present two answers then. Ve'omer ri, divandai masnisam gabe balkeri shiadanu bo shelo omar Kriyashma, vilo Emes V'yatsiv klal. The Mishnah, when it's talking about a balkeri, where obviously he hasn't said anything yet because we're instructing him what he should say, the honor wrote sim lahatirlo. We want to allow him to say something. Hilkach tovu yoshter sheyomar kriyashma. Better for the Balkari to say, or really to think kriyashma. The ikatarti, he'll get two. Because we know he hasn't done anything. We're telling him what to do now. Aval hacha shehu safekim amar emes v'yatsiv. In this case, if he's not sure whether he said emes v'yatsiv, he might have. Umisap kaleim amar shneim kideprishis. He doesn't know whether he said either of them. Tov hu yoser sheyomar emes v'yatsiv. Better for him to say emes v'yatsiv milomar kriyashma. Why? Because sheyomar emes v'yatsiv, if he goes now and he says emes v'yatsiv, shema yesh litlos shetikein hakol. It's possible that he has fixed everything. Why? Im karakar emes v'yatsiv, if he already said emes v'yatsiv, then gam kara kriyashma kar. Then he also said kriyashma. The mistama hispalo kiderech tvila kriyashma. The hakach emes v'yatsiv. The yatsi yideshem. If it turns out you said emes v'yatsiv, but you've forgotten, you're not sure. So you almost certainly said kriyashma. Right? It's our habit. That's the way we do things. Okay. So if you already said emes v'yatsiv, okay, so you're saying the second time you already said kriyashma. So there's no point in going back to kriyashma. Even if he didn't say both of them, mikomakom, still, shema amar kriyashma velo amar emes v'yatsiv. Maybe you said shema, but didn't say emes v'yatsiv. Shezeh yochol v'yos. Because that can happen. In other words, you're going, and then you get distracted, and you just stop saying things. So it is possible that you said both. It is possible you said kriyashma, but you didn't say emes v'yatsiv. And the atah now, Kishayomar emes v'yatsiv, we're near the end of the first wide line. Now when you say emes v'yatsiv, nimsa shehishlam hakol. You finished everything. V'chi teiman, if you're going to say, shema lo kara lo zeh v'lo zeh. So maybe you didn't read either one.
So kevan desfekahu kulei hai lo atrachu rabbanan laser shneim. Chachamim didn't bother you to do both.
And therefore, which did they bother you to do? MSVASI. Why? Because of possibility too. Because maybe, obviously, if we knew you didn't say both, we tell you to go say both. But if you might have said Kriyashma, but not MSVASI, so the way to fix that I was saying MSVASI. If you said both already, well, okay, you didn't need to say anything. What is inconceivable is that you didn't say Shema, but you said MSVASI.
Avalam Yomar Kriyashma. Ein zota kana gamura kolkach. The shema kara kriya shema acheres v'lo yotza klal b'masha osa ata. Because maybe you already read kriya shema and you're accomplishing nothing now. The imbarur shelo amar kara kriya shema.
But if you're certain that you didn't say kriya shema,
im kain, you also know lo amar nami emes v'yatin, she'ein regivos lomar emes v'yatin v'lo kriya shema.
It's just not likely that you would have said emes v'yatin without saying shema before.
In Cain, Kishiyomar me'ata kriyashma, lo tikin klal, v'lo yata mide sveka.
So the first answer of Tosfos is that the benefit to doing MS V'yata, again, it's a case where you don't know whether you said kriyashma or not. It can't be a case where you know you didn't say kriyashma, because we would say then you almost said MS V'yata. It also isn't the case where you know that you said kriyashma, because then you were already yotzei, so here's the tzitzis and fine, so there's no need to go back for MS V'yata. Because you said, so the only thing, the only way you might be solving the problem is if you didn't say MS V'yatziv, but you had said Kriyashma. So then now you end up getting both.
That would be the reason why we choose MS V'yatziv. Okay.
That's the first answer, Tosis.
The second answer is a sneaky answer. Od Omer Harav Rabbeinu Shimon, I want to make sure I have a note here. Is that really Shimon or Shmaya? Okay. Demayri Shapir She'enu Mesupach Elamei Emes V'yatziv, Aval Barur Hu Shekara Kriyashma.
Yep. You know you read Kriyashma. You're just not sure whether you said Emes V'yatziv. So then you're going to say, wait, but then it's not a Sveika D'Oraisa. There's no doubt because I already said the last part.
V'afilu Hachi Havin Emes V'yatziv D'Oraisa, Sheritzon Olomar, Sofek Lo Omar Emes V'yatziv Im Parshas Tzitzis.
No, the suffix is whether you said the third parsha of Kriyashma and Emes V'yatziv.
Shemesupak ilo amar lo parsha tzitzis lo Emes V'yatziv.
Now that's a little strange because the Gemara says Kriyashma versus Emes V'yatziv. I'll explain in a second.
Ve'im kein lo hiski klal yitzias Mitzrayim.
So then if it turns out you didn't say the third parsha of Shema, then obviously you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim.
And now here's this you should have said first. The kula milsa v'yitzias Mitzrayim Kare le emes v'yatziv.
When the Gemara says safek amar emes v'yatziv, safek lo amar, it doesn't mean just the bracha emes v'yatziv. It means the third parsha shema
along with emes v'yatziv. Lefi v'tan emes v'yatziv have mishum yitzias Mitzrayim.
The whole purpose of saying, the main focus of emes v'yatziv is
zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. The hilchah have a parsha tzitzis b'chlal emes v'yatziv.
So this is the second answer, which is basically a terminological solution. We're saying that we thought when we said Safek Kara Kriya Shema, we meant the three parshias. Safek Kara Emes V'yatziv was the one bracha. And Rabbeinu Shmaya say no. Safek Kara Kriya Shema is the first two parshias, and Safek Emes V'yatziv is the third parsha with Emes V'yatziv. It seems to me that the difficulty with this approach is that, again, if you follow... but you're going to claim terminologically Kriya Shema Shema refers to the first parsha, Emes V'yatziv means the theme. It's a stretch, but it ends up being a problem because the odds are pretty good if you said the first two parshias, you said the third parsha as well. I'm pretty sure that the only part of Kriya Shema that I might, on rare occasions, skip by accident is most of the second parsha of Shema.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we explored this already because you say, Uchsav Tamam Uzuzos Be'secha B'sharech Atedu, the first parsha, and you come to Laman Yibri Yimechem, right? The Gemara already discusses that issue.
No brainer.
Right, that's a no-brainer. But I'm pretty sure that if I started Shema, I also said the third parsha. Right? Maybe when I stopped after MS, I got started to daydream and I'm somewhere else and the chas and the tzib was going on and they're getting up for Gal Yisrael. Now I'm wondering, well, did I say MS?
Yeah, it's obviously much less likely that second scenario than the, you know, it's not even possible.
You mean that you said A and B, but you didn't say the third parsha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't say MS, you don't know if you said MS yet, and
in the reality of the situation, it seems to be Rabbeinu Shmaya's approach is a very difficult approach. To say that you know you read Shema, there's no something on the Shema, the first two parshas, but you're not sure whether you read the third parsha with MS Vyasit. If I read the first two parshas, then I read the third parsha too.
Does this have any connection to why you say Hashem will take MS?
I think the reason why we do that it's because of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't want to be mastic between, in other words, if you remember, the Mishnah said that you can bein haprochim between chapters, or the original terminology was haprochim, at the chapter breaks, you can be meshiv for this, you can have a greater level of hasay. And Rabbi Yehuda said though, bein vayomer la'emes v'yasev lo yasev. You shouldn't make an interruption. So my guess is the reason why we say Hashem Elokeichem Emet is because we're stopping and waiting for the chazan often. And so what's true, we're not talking then, but it is kind of a hefsek. And therefore we don't want that if we're going to make a hefsek, make the hefsek after the word. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's what I assume. It doesn't fully make sense because even unless you believe that you can't even stop between Elokeichem and Emet for anything. In other words, let's say between Elokeichem and MS is like in the middle of a chapter, right? In other words, the Mishnah said, Eluhein, Bein HaProchem, these are the chapter breaks where you can sort of stop, and they say the Yom HaMashiach, but Yehuda said not the Yom HaMashiach. So for Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so between Hashem Elokeichem and MS is not like in between chapters. So what is it now? So I would have said, okay, it's like in the middle of a chapter. So is there any great advantage to stopping between Elohim and MS versus MS and the Yatsid? Either one is in the middle of a chapter, unless you say that Rabbi Yehuda meant, no, between Elokeichem and MS is even more severe, more stringent than in the middle of a chapter. So let's just go to middle chapter. But that's the only reason I don't know if I've read anywhere, I've just assumed why we might interrupt, well, we might say Elokeichem MS rather than stopping at Elokeichem. Okay. So that was how Tosfos deals with this particular issue. Okay. Now, of course, we're not done in the Gemara yet. On the third narrow line, third to last narrow line, after all is said and done in the name of Shmuel, the Rabbi Elazar Amar, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara, Choser V'Kore Kriyashma. Rabbi Elazar obviously holds that the mitzvah Kriyashma is the Oraisa, which is the way we paskin, and therefore, if one is in doubt whether one says Kriyashma or not, one repeats it. He doesn't discuss the MS Yatsid question. That presumably is A, dependent upon whether this assumes the third parsha was said. Because if you said the third parsha, and as if you, let's say a suffix that you said both. You're not sure whether you said Shema or MS Vyasiv. So, number one, firstly, if you, I would say that if you said, well, you didn't, if you said MS Vyasiv, well, that won't work. So scratch that one. But I would say that once you have to read Shema over, you read all three parshas and fulfill your obligation of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore if you might have also said Emes V'Yatsiv, then there's no need to repeat Emes V'Yatsiv. Okay. The next line in the Gemara, then he says, last narrow line, Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel, Eino Chozer. If you're not sure whether you davened or not, you don't daven again, or you don't have to daven again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ulevai she yispalel adam kol hayom kula. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the way it's presented in the Gemara, the suggestion would seem to be that either one must or one should daven again, because what's the downside? Halavai, a person should daven all day. So the next sugya, which literally is the next line, we're going to talk about Rabbi Yochanan's statement and what it means. There is a machlokes, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Before we talk about that, I want to address sort of just one question, which, and I alluded to this before, which is the issue of Safek Amar Emes V'Yatsiv. Okay, I'm not sure whether I said Emes V'Yatsiv. Within Shmuel's position, I'm going to say Emes V'Yatsiv again. So I say Emes V'Yatsiv, and Achom V'Tayem, etc., Zas Aboseinu, etc., Micha Mocha Aboidim Hashem. I get to the end, Ufteichim Umecha Yigash Galein Hashem Tzoshma Tidosh Yisrael. Do I say Baruch Atah Hashem Ko'al Yisrael? So what's the question? Well,
you're saying
if I was down, I wasn't sure whether I said. I might have said
The likelihood of that scenario, right?
Well, no. I'm not sure I said Emes Yaakov at all. No, it's an all or nothing. I either said Emes Yaakov to Gal Yisrael all the way to the end, or I didn't say it at all.
Practically,
yeah.
It's unlikely that you got to Gal Yisrael.
Yeah. No. Agreed. So what I'm saying is, let's say I'm not sure if I said Emes Yaakov at all. I might have said it, in which case I presume I said the whole thing, or I didn't say it at all. So now, according to Shmuel, I have to go back and say it because it is a doubt in a Doraisa obligation. Okay.
So
what about the bracha at the end? In other words, by the time I get to Golenu Hashem Tzoshmo Kadosh Yisrael, if I stop right then, I fulfill my Torah obligation. If I knew that I had said Emes V'yatzin, or started it, and I knew that I had said Michamocha, but I wasn't sure whether I said Baruch Atah Hashem Go'al Yisrael at the end, question is, certainly I wouldn't go back. Certainly I wouldn't go back in that case, because we always say Safek Brachos Mahaka. Right? If there's a doubt by a bracha, whether I made a bracha or not, in other words, I'm assuming it's a bracha I can make. Let's say I put my tzitzis on this morning, and I don't remember whether I made a bracha on them. I'm assuming, I wore a talis, so that when I made the bracha on the talis, anyway, that would have been sent. But let's say I didn't put it on a talis, and I'm wearing the tzitzis now. I'm not sure whether I made a bracha. So I can still make a bracha in theory. If I knew that I hadn't made a bracha, I can make the bracha right now because I'm still doing the mitzvah. Let's say, as opposed to if I'm not sure whether I made the bracha on the Arba Minim, on the Lulav and the Esra, and I already fulfilled the mitzvah, I can't make a bracha now. That would be a bracha Labatala after the fact. Because I already fulfilled the mitzvah, too late.
And on Tfillin?
Tfillin, you could make a bracha because as long as the mitzvah is continuous fulfillment, then you can still make a bracha. Like we say when Tfillin, we would tell you to move your tefillin around, make a bracha, move your tefillin on, be mamashmesh in the tefillin. So I would do the same thing. I would make a bracha on mitzvah tzitzis. I would lift my tzitzis up, do a tzitzis check, you know, and be done. But the point is that let's say I'm not sure whether I made a bracha on the tzitzis. The answer is, of course, I don't make a bracha on the tzitzis because the mitzvah I'm fulfilling, and the question of the bracha is only a rabbinic obligation on the tzitzis. So that in that case, for sure, we say stuff like brachos lahafta. If we're not sure about I made a bracha or not, you don't make another bracha. But what happens when the mitzvah or the bracha is the mitzvah? Right now, I know, yes, there are things that you could be yotzei. You could be yotzei mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim by, instead of saying Emes V'yatzev, you could say, dear God, thank you very much for taking the Jewish people out of Egypt. You are truly our Redeemer. I presume I fulfilled my Torah obligation. Like, you're not supposed to do that because you're not supposed to be mishaneh mimatbeah shetavu b'chachamim. Right? You're not supposed to do it differently than the way the Chachamim instructed us. Yeah, and probably, if I said Emes V'yatzev and I knew I didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael at the end, probably I would go back and say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. I have a rabbinic obligation. It's true. I fulfilled my Torah obligation, but mid rabbanon, I have to follow the matbeah, the mode or the stamp, I don't know if it's a good word, the form that the Rabbanan laid out. Not everything in what's printed in the Siddur prevents you from fulfilling your obligation. When you say Birchas Hamazon, not every word, you know, prevents you from having to fulfill the obligation. Even though Minat Torah, if you said, you know, Rabbi Dab Dab, thanks to the Grab God, and you probably, at least the first bracha, you fulfilled your obligation Minat Torah, or Brich Rahmana Dahaipita, well, that's a little more complicated. So if I said Baruch Atah Hashem Azan Lefakol, that is sufficient. That is necessary. The end of the bracha. Is every single word in the bracha necessary? Probably not. When you go to the second bracha,
we have different
discussions. Okay, but when we go to No Demacha, we go to the second bracha. That the Gemara also says is a Torah obligation. But thank God, Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara is going to say later. We talked about this recently in the context of Nashim and their obligation in Birkas Hamazon. If you don't say bris or torah, if you don't say you didn't fulfill your obligation. So you have to go back and repeat it, even though you said the rest of the bracha. But if you didn't say every single line, if you didn't quote the pasuk of Yachal Tavis, Davat of Erecha, you wouldn't have to go back if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Al Eretz
Hamazon.
So
the bracha kitzara, when you're hanging in a tree.
You shorten it. The workers do shorten it as well. Right, but you could say that, but that would be part of the Takanas Chachamim. And as you could say, that's exceptional. When you're a poel and you're working in the tree, then your bracha, your obligation changes. But yes, fundamentally speaking, they probably, what you eliminated in the tree was not bris or Torah, only the essential parts.
So if you knew you didn't say Goliath, probably one thing. But let's say you might have said the whole Emes V'Yatzev. So to repeat Emes V'Yatzev alone, that's not, okay, so you repeat it, the sake of the right, that's fine. But do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael at the end? I'll give you an analog. I didn't see the Rishon talk about this, but I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. If I know that I fulfilled the mitzvah of the Arba Minah, and I know that I failed to make a bracha, I obviously don't go back and make a bracha, because you can't make it after the fact. But supposing I'm not sure whether I take this the first day of Sukkot, so the obligation of Arba Minim is a Torah obligation. And I don't remember, I'm not sure whether I picked up the Lulav and Esrog. So if you come and ask that Shaila, the answer is, you're obligated to pick up the Lulav and Esrog again. Because, Sveika Daraisa Lachum. Once I'm picking up the Lulav and Esrog, because I'm obligated to do some in our Torah, because Sveika Daraisa Lachum, do I now make a bracha on it? So Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, in our sugya, in the midst of lots of other very interesting things that we will, God willing, talk about. So, if you have a riff in the back of your Gemara, you can turn there. You know, let me take 10 seconds to try to see if I can quickly bring it up and share it on the Bar Ilan for those of you who don't have. Just give me one moment here. If you're in a Gemara, if you're in the standard printings, which this is, I think the standard printing, I'm not sure, because I have a repaginated one, the new fancy Oz Mahadar, but I believe Rabbeinu Yonah will be probably Yudbeis, Amidbeis, and it's the section that starts with Vehicha Shitzorich Lachzor. Okay, let me just bring it up to the people online, for those who don't have. Mefarshe. Okay. Okay, this is always a challenge. Oh, there's no run. Not the run. Tell me there have been Yona. Okay, what daf did I say from your days and days? Okay. I have to make it smaller, I have to make it bigger, so I can see it at this
place. You can see that with the page.
I have no Rachmanis on you, Josh, you know. I got a few years on you, but okay. All right, I'm now going to try to share my screen. All right, where's my share? Okay, so it says, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say the following. When you do have to go back and say Emes V'Yatzev, there's a debate between the Rishonim whether or not the bracha itself at the end, so once you already repeat Emes V'Yatzev and you fulfill the Torah obligation, you don't repeat the bracha. You don't say the bracha, which might be repeating. The brachos midrabanan. Brachos generally are drabanan. And at least this formulation is drabanan. And since you might have read Emes V'Yatzev, to repeat the bracha unnecessarily is to mention God's name in vain.
This is two issues that he's dealing with. One is Safek Darabon and Lahakula, and the other is Hotzah Hashem Shemayim Levatala.
So I think you're right that in the formulation presented as such, but I think that it's really the same. You see it as the same thing. And if this were a Sveika Doraisa, your obligation to fulfill the mitzvah would mean that it's no longer the Levatala. But since you could fulfill your Torah obligation,
right.
Therefore, it would be Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala if you had already had done it.
Right, that would be a general overriding principle with any kind of making a bracha that you make.
Right.
Of course, that's right.
So, and he says, in addition, Umishum Smicha Sgula L'Tfila, you're going to say, oh, but of course you want to say Gal Yisrael because you want Smicha Sgula L'Tfila. You want to use Gal Yisrael right next to when you start davening. He says, Ein Sarachal Omra, you don't have to say Berhatam Shem Gal Yisrael. Dechevan Shemaske Yitzias Mitzrayim, Umisala Miyad, Zehu Smichas Gulul Tila. It's not magic because you say the word Gal Yisrael. It's the whole theme of Geula, of redemption in the Bracha of MSV Aptiv that you want to have next to it. Gal Yisrael just like formulates it in the most explicit terms.
So that would be the same thing as you put it word. Where Mr. Becker said Gal Yisrael at the end
it's because of the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But ain't a talui the shiaskir lishon geula mash. You don't have to say Gaal Yisrael to accomplish smichas geula tefila. So that was opinion number one.
We also have geula in Ezra.
Mitzrayim geal panu may seven and pibi sana. Right. But you might say, that's not right next to it.
Right,
right?
But it's the theme.
The theme is there. Solve it. But then he says, "V'yesh omrim shetzarech lachtom bracha." No, you do. Ulize no tedas mori haram natarachman uparke. Now, this Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what he thought that you do say it. Why? Mipnei shekevan shumasupak v'davar shel Torah im amar im lo amar. Once you're not sure about a din Torah, an obligation to oraisa, whether you did or didn't say it, mechuyav hu achshar lomar hadavar kitikna. You're obligated to say it in its proper way. Va'omer oso bibracha ki'ilu lo kara klal. You say it with a bracha like you certainly never read it. Bechol davar shehu safek shel Torah mevarchen alav. Anytime there's a seika de oraisa, when you do the mitzvah, you say the bracha. Now the truth is, Rabbeinu Yonah, the way they're presenting it sounds like you could have actually distinguished between two scenarios. The difference between MSV Yatziv and Arba Minim is that MSV Yatziv, the mitzvah is the bracha, right? The mitzvah is the amira, saying the bracha and mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Lulav, the bracha is ancillary, right? The bracha is ancillary. If you didn't make the bracha by Lulav, you fulfill the mitzvah. If you didn't make the bracha by MSV Yatziv, well, it means you didn't say MSV Yatziv, because that's what the whole thing is. So, for a moment, it almost looks like he could have distinguished between the two, but he doesn't. In other words, he says that any time you're mesufach b'davar shel Torah im amar im lo amar, right? That amira, a Torah obligation to say, mechuyev u'achshav lo amar hadavar kitikna. If he stopped right here, you would say, okay, maybe the only time you would say Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael is because the mitzvah is the bracha. Then that's different than lulav the arba minim, because there the mitzvah is not the bracha. But when he says, the whole davar shu safek shel Torah mivarchin alav, that sounds like, I'm not sure I blew the shofar, we make the bracha l'shmal kol shofar. I'm not sure I took the arba minim, therefore I have to take the arba minim, I make the bracha. And then the raya, you'll see also, I think, points in that direction. Umevi raya midamrinam b'shabas b'perek v'amem adlikin. The Gemara in the second parak in Shabbos says, ge'ein mivarchin ahadmai b'sho shemafri shenimenu hamaser. The Gemara says that when you separate the Mai was, you buy produce from an Am Ha'aretz. Now, most of the Am Ha'aretz separated Shemos and Maisers properly. However, I think Shimon Kohen Gadol Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that a lot of the Am Ha'aretz only separated the initial Truma Gedola that's given to the Kohen, because they thought that once you separate Truma Gedola from the untithed produce, eating it afterwards, even though you haven't separated the other tithes, the other maestros, you do not get the penalty of Misa Bidya Shemaya for eating, the heavenly death penalty. If you don't separate Truma, they all knew. If you haven't separated Truma and you eat this untithed produce, this tevel, you get the heavenly death penalty. But they thought that once you separate Truma Gedola, the first Truma, the one that's given to the coin, you're scot-free in that regard, even though they may have known it was prohibited. But and that's not true. That isn't true. And therefore, the Chachamim made a takana. He instituted an enactment where when you buy grain, when you buy produce from an Amaret, someone who is not, you don't know to be trustworthy on all the Trumas and Maisers, you don't have to separate Truma Gedola because that used to be separated, but you separate Maser Rishon, and you separate either Maser Sheni, Maser Oni, whatever year of the cycle it's in. I'm not going to talk about all the details what you do with it. But because it's a suffix, you separate them. What about a bracha? So the Gemara in Shabbos says you don't make a bracha when you separate them out. So So the Gemara says, the Amrinan Hafsam, the Gemara says there in Brachos, Taima, the reason why is that nay shehu safek shel devrehem. Because it's a safek by the Rabbanan. The obligation of separating Samai is only a rabbinic obligation, and therefore there's no bracha on that. They didn't institute a bracha on that safek. The mashma, it sounds from that, the dachem nay safek shel devrehem ein mevarchan alav. It's only because it's a safek of the Rabbanan you don't make the bracha. Let's say you had a scenario where half the Amei Aretz did not separate the Maestros, and half did. Had that been the reality, so now you would have Torah be obligated to separate because of the doubt, the rest of the Maestros, and you would have made a bracha. And that is analogous not to Emes V'Yatzev, where the mitzvah is the bracha is the mitzvah, it's analogous to Lulav and Shofar, where the bracha is the ancillary. But Rabbeinu Yonah said that if you have to redo a mitzvah because you're not sure whether you did it, you make the bracha even though it's only the rabban. Okay. I believe that's atzak. I have to see. It's not easy to trace it. But I'm under the impression that we hold that when you're dealing with a sfeika d'oraisa, then you make the bracha as well. But I don't rely upon that.
Yeah, the first day of the bracha, the second day.
Right. That's what I think the din would be, but I have to check. I think it's a much broader principle, generally speaking. Okay.
Sounds like he's worried about Hotzor Shem Shemayim Levatola.
Who, Rabbi Niona?
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's not enough, right? As he's saying...
It's because of it's a suffix to Rabbanan.
Right, only when it's Rabbanan. But if it were Doraisa, we do override that. In other words, yes, you might be Motzi Shem Shema Atala. Again, and it's a really good question. In other words, if that's the first question you do have to ask, actually, this is a separate sugya, is a bracha levatala a violation of Doraisa? The Rambam, I think in Hilchos Shavuos, assumes that a bracha levatala is in Issur Doraisa, but I think the Balei Hatosas assume that it's only in Issur Rabbanan. So I don't know. I don't know if we even know what the Rambam Shita is. Regarding this particular issue. You might make the argument that perhaps the Rambam would say, no, you don't make the bracha again, because he holds that being Motzi Shem, that bracha levatala is an issur d'oraisa. But I think that one could explain it otherwise. I think one could explain, by analogy, to a Gemara we'll have to look at it. It's a little bit of a loose analogy. We're going to see in the next Gemara, that let me put this on. I'll say within the confines right now. I would say the following: it's only a bracha levatala. It's a suffix bracha levatala because you shouldn't be making the bracha. You're not supposed to make the bracha because you made it already. But I want some time to think about this a little bit. Okay. It would be easier just to say that if you hold bracha levatala is doraisa, so then that you wouldn't say it. If you hold that a bracha levatala is rabbanan, then that's where the machlokas would be. Where you could still say no, but you could say once the isser of a bracha levatala is rabbanan, once you have a Torah obligation to redo the mitzvah, the chachamim said you make a bracha as well. I would like to work it out even for the Rambam. Okay, we'll put that as...
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yes.
If you said Shema, but then you said, you know, I didn't really have Kavana. I didn't have enough Kavana. I should say it again. Can you say it again?
That'd be brutal. I want to consult psychologists. I need the psychologist here to deal with potential OCD questions. That could arise. You know, this is a larger question. I sometimes feel this belongs more to the topic of Musar than it does to Halacha. Because on the one hand, if you don't have Kavana in the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, Midin and the Shulchan Aruch you're really supposed to repeat. Our practice is not to. Because our assumption is that the next time around, you may also not have Kavana. And I think the Ramah may already say that. I think the Mechaber says, and the Ramah says, right. So there's a degree of humility we should have, not to pretend we're such Mechabim, oh, I missed it, I didn't get the first bracha. On the other hand, the Gemara, which we did not get to yet, I think it's in the fifth parak. If someone says Shema Shema twice, so Meshachkina, so Benazifa, or something like that, we rebuke them. So the Gemara has a discussion whether or not, the Gemara asks, somebody asks, maybe he didn't have Kavanah the first time. And the answer the other Gemara gives is, Chavrusa Klafei Shmaya? Like talking to God is like talking to your Chavrusa, he's your friend? I'm talking smoothly, I'm watching the Giants game, and I'm busy talking to Isaac, my friend. He's like, this is having a conversation, not really paying attention. That's not how you engage with God. Chavrusa Klafei Shmaya. So those are both really sort of muster topics. And so I think that what we would tell someone is certainly in the middle, if I just read Shema, don't repeat it now. If you're really feeling so bad after davening, go back and say Shema. But I think, yes, technically speaking, if a person didn't have Kavanah for the first Pasuk of Shema, according to the Gemara, we learn in the second Pasuk, they're not Yotzei. But I think that the assumption, you know, that we would tell someone to go say it again would be an assumption that we're going to have, that we normally do have Kavanah. So, you know.
So Rabbi Leader. Yes. Respectfully, I think you basically just sort of changed the fact pattern, because this is, I'll just admit it with humility, this is a very real fact pattern.
If you don't remember that you said it.
For me, right? So, like, it happens maybe once a month that I'm, like, ripping along through davening, and I finished the first paragraph of Shema, and I say to myself, you know what? That was ridiculous. You were not focusing at all on that. Like, your mind is totally elsewhere. That's just not tefillah, period, end of story. Go back and do it again. It's a chava, and you did not fulfill it. I don't think it's OCD. I don't think it's hubris. I think it's the opposite. It's an acknowledgement that what you just did was completely meaningless. So let me make it a more pointed fact pattern. That's the fact pattern.
Okay.
You're like shouting from your phone, and an email comes in. You're totally distracted. You're mumbling the words. You're like, you stop and you're like, this is totally not okay.
I have something to say about people having their phones and davening, but I'll put that aside for a moment. So Marshall, davening the phone is a terrible idea unless you have literally no choice. You know, I'm sure someone can get the app that turns off all notifications somehow. So what I would say, Marshall, is you still have to figure, I agree with you. Sometimes that happens, but I think it happens more frequently. So let me say two things here. I think it happens more frequently than we might acknowledge. Sometimes, unless it's not that I haven't experienced that as well. The question of whether one should repeat, you still have to figure out, you know, what you do with the Mishnah later. Okay, you know, but that repeating Shema, you know, twice in a row because you have Kavanah might, you know, is it better to do it because yes, you shouldn't have had Chavrusa Klafei Shmaya, but you did. Maybe, I'm not sure. I do want to sort of add one interesting detail, which is one interesting way of thinking about it. And technically, this doesn't fulfill your obligation for the first pasuk of Shema, but it's something that I quote frequently from an old friend of mine, Rav Yaakov Nagin, who's a Rambam in Yeshiva of Yale. He was guest in the States recently, touring for his English translation of his Nishmat HaMishnah. He's originally Rabbi Yaakov Ganek. One thing he said when he came and delivered shir to my students many years ago, which has stuck with me, was that tefillah has two components. And we always say that, you know, if your tefillah is just rote, Rabbi Elazar says, Kala osa tefillah sa teva in tefillah sa tachanun. So he pointed out that tefillah has two axes. One is avos. It's keneged the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's tefillos, and the others keneged the tzmidim, the two karbanos, the daily sacrifices that were brought. And he said the following, that from the vantage point of the avos, tefillos tachanunim, if you don't have kavana, it doesn't accomplish much. True. But from the vantage point of avodah, so tefillah is incredibly valuable even if you don't have kavana, because avodah in the mikdash is about showing up every day and performing the avodah. Correct. Right, so of course it's better if you have Kavanah, and there's an element of tefillah you don't capture without it. But we shouldn't think, I'm busy, I'm tired generally, I daven, I don't really have Kavanah. No, no. You know, whether it was Woody Allen, whoever else said that 90% or whatever percentage you want of life is showing up, that's actually very important. That's what avodah is. That's an idea I think that's been lost over the last several decades. The idea, you know, it has to have meaning to me, otherwise it's meaningless. No, no. Showing up and doing what you're supposed to do is very valuable. And in that sense, I think if you ask a person, you know, when you're saying Shema, what, you know, even though I'm daydreaming, what are you doing? And I stop and say, well, I'm saying Shema. I'm just Makabal Shemaim. Was I thinking about it actively? No. But when I go to say Shema, so there is an element of I do know what I'm doing. I'm not thinking about what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing. And here's an analogy from the next sugya, which I never sort of realized halacha. We're going to learn about this, and that this happens to many of us frequently. On Shabbos, almost the next statement. You're davening, a few statements down. You're davening on, Shabbos, and you finish Akela Kadosh, and you say Atachonim. So what do? So the halacha is, you finish the bracha that you're in the middle of, and then you go Atakidash. Okay. What happens if you say the word Ata, and you weren't thinking? You haven't said, now remember, two of the tefillos continue. Ata Kidashta, and Ata Echad. Okay, in the morning you'll be Yismach Moshe. So what happens then? So the halacha is that if you didn't know it was Shabbos, even though you didn't say the word Chonin, I would ask you, you know it was Shabbos, and you didn't say the word Chonin, you finish the bracha of Chonin, and then you go on.
If you
knew it was Shabbos, but you just weren't thinking about it, it's your rote, right? After Akela Kadosh, the next word from that, Ata Chonin. But you didn't say Chonin yet. So then you can either say Atik Rashna Tachat or Yismach Moshe. So I think I didn't realize that part because I thought at Ata, I thought you had to have it in mind, you had to be intending to say Tfilah Shabbat. But the answer is no. So what you see from that is that even though I'm not thinking about it, if you stop me and ask me what's today, of course today is Shabbos. Am I thinking about that actively when I start? No. Because once I get going, I'm thinking about the Giants game or whatever else I'm thinking about, what's going to happen. So, but we still say that I know that it's Shabbos. And therefore, if I said the word Atta, I can now change gears and have to say the full bracha. So in a certain sense, Marshall, I think it's a little bit the same. It's true that when we say Shema, of course one is supposed to be thinking about that we're a Jew who's accepting that our purpose in this world is to serve God and to do his mitzvahs. But even if you stop me on the street, let's say I was daydreaming, but I'm saying Shema, I'm walking home from shul, they said Kriya Shema before it got dark, so I'm saying Shema on the way, and then, you know, I just finished saying, and some guy sees me murmuring, and I was thinking about the Giants game, and he says, what were you saying? I would tell him exactly what I was doing. I was saying Mekabel Moch Shemaim, I was saying Kriya Shema. Was I thinking about actually what I was doing? No, but I knew when I said it. That was my purpose in doing it. So you can do things without thinking of being kind of not fully present. I'm not saying that's ideal. And, but the whole purpose that you set out to do it was in fact to do this. So I'm not sure. I'm not saying that you're wrong, that maybe that you shouldn't go back, but I'm not so sure that one should go back in such a situation. So that's a question I have to come up with an answer to for next
time. Friday night, you say Atochonein, you finish Baruch Tashem Chanin Hadot, and then you go back?
Yes. Then you go to Atochidashka.
To Atochidashka.
Yes. The Gemara is going to explain why. We're going to learn why when you start a bracha of chol, why you finish it. The Gemara is going to explain that. But I was just using that sort of as an analogy that when you said ata, that my intent was to say chonim, but I know it's Shabbos.
One follow up question: Is there any svara that says that Shmona Esrei is different because you've already started a bracha that is sort of permissible to say, and so you don't stop, including because it's not really a bracha lebatala, whereas the first paragraph of Kriya Shema is actually psukim from the Torah. And so saying it the first time without kavana that it's tefila and kibul amuch hachamayim, you didn't actually do anything wrong. You just didn't yet get to what your obligation was, and now you should.
I would say those two don't have to be connected. The rationale behind finishing Atachonin is really on Shabbos. You really should have daven all 18 brachos, or all 19 brachos, and then also said a bracha for Shabbos. But the Chachamim didn't want to be mashriachas. It's a big burden already. We're adding an Atachonin. It's a little thing. So there's no need to say the other bracha. I mean, we wouldn't say there's no need, but if you want, you can. You're not supposed to. But in principle, you really should be chayven all 18 brachos, even on Shabbos, but the Chachamim sort of exempted us. So once you start the bracha, finish the bracha. In that sense, it is different than Kriya Shema. Yes, Kriya Shema is just reading Pesukim from the Torah. Kriya Shema also doesn't have the issue of, well, I would say of the extra bracha there, the Motzi Shein Shema Levatala. Right?
You're saying in verse 6. I mean,
what's that?
Parallel,
well, correct, right?
Something versus
That's true too. But again, I would think the only issue, in other words, Marshall's undoubtedly correct that from the vantage point of I wasn't Yotze Shema because I didn't have Kavana, I'm really not Yotze, I should go back and do it.
But obviously, as we've talked about in many aspects of forgetting and doing this the wrong way, is that Chazal realized that even they had problems.
Correct. So I don't know
so
what I have.
Going, repeating again, more often will not solve the problem.
Right. So the Ramah says it by tefillah, and there you could, or I'm pretty sure the Ramah says it by tefillah, that you don't go back, even if you don't have kavanah for any of the brachas, because who says what, and that's fine. But that's also a question, maybe with brachas lantala. Kriya Shema is a lesser of an issue, just repeating it. So I will look into that, Lina, for next week and see what it says, you know, if anybody addresses that particular question, and how to deal with that.
Rabbi, I was going to make maybe a little bit of a different distinction than Marshall, just in the sense that tefillah is maybe different than Shema because tefillah is lifnei Hashem. And so even if you don't have kavana for that, you're there and you're lifnei Hashem. It's sort of that's the point, which is like, can I get the karbana taken in? But Shema is Kabbalah Ol Malchut Shemayim, which is inherent. And this kind of gets back to that last sugya from a few months ago, that, you know, that's the whole point, is having that kavana for Kabbalah Ol Malchut Shemayim.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I would only say in Kol Zed, the rest of Kriya Shema, sure, right, we say doesn't require kavana. It doesn't mean you have kavana, it's just the mitzvah of Kriya. So I will bleed either, try to get, see how that this issue works its way out in the end, you know, in Shulchan Aruch or in the Acharonim. I owe you that answer. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah.
If you're walking down the street and you're saying Shema, but you're thinking of something else, just by saying it, there's an element of Kavana there.
Well, right. That was my point. In other words, you've gone out of your way to do this mitzvah, but I think that Marshall and David would say, I think correctly so, is that most, that tefillah, there's an element of just saying it, in addition to kavanah. Kriya Shema, except for the first pasuk, there's also an element in just saying it. But the first pasuk of Shema, maybe it seems to be meaningless without the intent behind it. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah.